Go ahead and give God some shout in this house. Something good is cooking. Something good is cooking. Can you smell it? Can you hear it? Can you sense it? Can you see it? Can you sense it? Something good is cooking. Hallelujah. This is not 2020. This is not 2021. This is not 2022. This is not 2023. This is not 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 2025. Hallelujah. And listen to me. I don't call it 2025. I call it 2025. Somebody's about to drive a fine car. Somebody's about to move to a fine house. Somebody's about to marry a fine wife. Somebody's about to get a fine husband. Somebody's about to visit fine countries. Somebody's about to start fine business. Somebody's about to get a fine career. Go to three people. Tell them, welcome to 2025. It's going to be a fine year. It's going to be a fine year. It's going to be a fine year. Who is ready for a fine car? Who is ready to move to a fine house? Who is ready to marry a fine wife? Who is ready to get a fine husband? Who is ready to travel to fine countries? It's 2025! Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Oh, glory to God. If the devil can't stop you getting to this year, he can't stop you from being fine. Post for your neighbor like poster call and say, I'll be fine this year. This is not 2020 war. This is 2025. If you think I fine before, you've not seen fineness. This 2025. Yakata lava ka yigalama. Yekete lava. Ah! Glory to God. Amen to Jesus. Can we celebrate PK and PM? Praise God. I know I miss them more than you miss them. Amen. Praise God. I'm here today with Pastor Shinwa Shigbe-san. Can we make him feel welcome? My pastor at the cathedral I worship in his church, Reverend Ijade Efa. The pastor of Triumphant New Nation, Pastor Peter Ewa. Praise God. Can we celebrate all the leaders in this house? Sit down. Yeah, a few books, like Pastor said, How to Find and Keep True Love. They told me it's more difficult to find now than when we found. Then they said it's more difficult to keep now. So how do you find? How do you keep? I wrote here 5 kinds of people you should not marry. 10 reasons why you should marry. One of it is because they said people that are married are happier. Look at your neighbor if they are frowning. Tell them, go and marry. They also said people that are married live longer. So if you want to live long, marry. This is what you are doing, fine boy at 35. Go and marry. Praise God. Or else one day we will print your invitation card and give you. I said the reason maybe why married live longer than single is because when you marry, your monitoring spirit has moved in with you. That will be telling you what to eat, what not to eat, when to rest, when not to rest. You will live long by force. Because responsibility plenty. It can't belong to one person. The syllabus changed, but nobody told us. So I wrote what this generation of men and what this generation of women are looking for. It's very important. Some ladies are still saying, I can cook and clean. There are some men that can cook and clean now. And some can get house girl and buy Uber Eats. So, hello, baby.
Outside cook and clean. What else can you do? And some men say, well, I mean, my father told me to be a man, you must be a provider. Good. But now that some ladies are making more money than men, how do you still become a man? You can still be a provider, but provider of direction, provider of provision, protection, provider of spiritual authority. Very powerful. 10 practical places to find love. Amen? Maybe you have been looking in the wrong places. Very interesting one here. How to survive long distance marriage. Amen? Because this generation, they work out. Before somebody proposes to you now, you have to ask them, excuse me, which one are you? Are you Japa or Joko or Japada? Praise God. One of my favorite chapters here is 25 reasons why I marry my wife and not you. Maybe you have been wondering. My wife's latest book is The Art of Siblinghood. Pretend as if I'm not talking to you. Some of us, we wish we could kill our sibling and thank God they died a natural death. Amen? But the Bible made us realize that siblinghood could be hard. The first sibling we know in the Bible, Abel killed Cain. Somebody came to me and said, my family is so bad, you don't know. I said, they can't be that bad. You are still alive. Cain killed Abel. You are still alive. No, your family tried. Go and say thank you to your brothers. It was Joseph's brothers that put him in pit. Have you been in the pit before? No, your brothers are good people. And they never sold you to slavery. They try. And you know God give you your family to protect you, to prepare you for the enemy. There is nothing the enemy will do to you, your family will not have done. That is why when David abused Goliath, and when Goliath abused David, people said, you don't even know. You know Sabi, they abuse. My brothers have done worse just now. It was the brothers of Jesus that abused him the most. So how do you survive siblinghood? My latest book, Simple Solutions to Complex Problems. Because in life, there are some problems that look complex, but the solution is simple. But if you are not calm, you will miss it. I wrote here the story of a company, they are into producing soap. Then people started complaining that they buy their soap and there is nothing there. So they set up a committee for solution. And the committee sat down. And when they sat down, they started telling them what to do. So they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. They bought an X-ray machine like the one in the airport. They put it on the production line. As the soaps are passing, the X-ray can see if one is empty. Then they employ people that will pick it and go and peel it and all that. So they employ people. They bought an X-ray machine. They did everything. Then they were in the conference. They were pushing about what they have done. Then one other company that didn't have money said, we had the same problem, but we didn't go that route. He said, how did you do it? He said, we just bought fan. You bought fan? Say yes. If you put fan on the production line, if there is no soap in the pack, fan will blow it away. Yay! If you are not careful, you will spend money where you don't need to spend money. Am I talking to somebody? America went to space. They discovered a problem. The pen they took there could not work. Because there is no gravity in space. And ink needs gravity to flow. So they came back to the earth, spent 2 years, $12 million to manufacture a pen that can walk in space, walk underwater. Then they were posting about their achievement. And Russia laughed at them and said, we had the same problem when we went, but we didn't bother to create anything. The next time we went with pencil. Because what you need is to write. You don't need to create nothing. But if you are not calm, you look for the wrong thing. I wrote here how in 1950s, when lift just came to New York, one of the tallest buildings in New York started having lift, people complaining that the lift was too slow. The lift was too slow. The lift was too slow. So they started thinking of what to do. They gave them two options. You can replace for $18 million, or you can repair for $15 million. And while they were looking for what to do, the owner of the hotel entered into the lift and told the guy working there and said, well, I'm sorry, your job is about to be suspended while we look for money to either repair or replace. The guy said, how do you want to do that? The man said, because everybody is complaining the lift is too slow. The guy said, that is not the problem, sir. The problem is not the speed of the lift. The problem is they are bored in the lift. The man said, what are you talking about? He said, yes, sir. I tell you, if you put mirror here, they won't be bored again. And so they put mirror. They see the guys that used to be bored before. Yeah. Then the ladies. The same lift that was slow became too fast. Perspective. That is why every lift you get to today, there are mirrors in it. Simple solutions to complex problems. Are you ready? Are you sure? Let me start by teaching you how to create the year of your dream. How many of you want the year of your dream? Yeah, you can create it. You are like your father, you are a creator. You can create the year of your dreams. Are you ready? One of the things I love to say to you in this is that 1 year is a long time. 1 year is a long time. Don't be deceived. 12 months is a long time. 1 year. There is somebody here now, you don't even have a land, but by the end of this year, you'll be a landlord. Oh, is a person in the choir? Oh, the person is in the gallery. Where is the landlord? 1 year is a long time. Somebody might be here, you are not engaged, but before the end of this year, not only will you be married, you'll be a parent. 1 year is a long time. You might not have a passport now, but you'll be coming from Gaining Momentum 2026 from out. Hallelujah. 1 year is a long time. You know, the Bible said in Genesis 26:12, Isaac sowed in the land and received the same year 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. So in 1 year, it became 100. Can you imagine that? One car, beginning of the year, 100 at the end of the year. One shoe, beginning of the year, 100 at the end of the year. One house, beginning of the year, 100 at the... Tell your neighbor, that's my year, that's my year, that's my year. That's a prophecy of my year, that's a prophecy of my year. So I'm going to start from where Pastor David stopped. Number one, see. To create the year of your dream, you need to see. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We love to quote 9. We don't go to 10. 9 said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man what God had prepared for them that love him. But verse 10 said, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. See. You've got to see it. You've got to see it. Jeremiah 1:11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, what do you see? God is asking you now, what do you see? And when Jeremiah told what God he saw, verse 12, God said, you have seen well. You are well seen. I will now esteem my word to perform it. Which means that God's word is what you see. And that what God will esteem to perform. In Matthew 9, Jesus Christ was passing by. And some blind men started shouting, Jesus, have mercy on us. And Jesus turned to them and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. By love it, a message translation. Message just said, he touched their eyes and said, become what you believe. Wow. Can you turn to your neighbor for me and touch your neighbor and say, become what? No, wait, though. Because if your neighbor is believing and seeing himself or herself as grasshopper, they just become grasshopper. So ask your neighbor, excuse me, what do you see? Ask your neighbor, you they see? You they see where? Jeremiah 1:12, God said, you see where? So ask your neighbor, you see where? Before I touch you, you're about to become what you see. Okay, touch your neighbor now. Touch your neighbor. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, God said, I'm taking you to the promised land where you will eat big things. Wow. Grapes will be there. But the Bible said, they said to themselves, we are in our own eyes as grasshopper. And so are we in their eyes. Do you know the way you see yourself is the way people see you? We are in our own eyes. And how do you know what you are in their eyes when you don't live in their brain? Because of the way you see yourself. Somebody came to me and said, well, they don't like me in this church. People see me, they don't greet me. I said, no, you don't like you. Because sincerely, if people don't greet me, they didn't see me. It's not possible. You will see me and not greet me. It's not possible. Fine boy, no people, chubby kicks, pink lips, with this bald head that is anointed. Is it possible that you see me, you don't greet me? No, you didn't see me. I'm too important to be neglected. What do you see? Number two, seize it. Somebody say seize it. A lot of people are waiting for somebody to do it for them. Do it for yourself. Judges chapter 12. They said to Jephthah, they said, we're going to kill you. You went to war. You didn't tell us. Then he said, when you did not deliver me out of their hands, we were in trouble. When you did not deliver me out of their hands, verse 3, he said, I took my life in my hand. Somebody do like this. Say, take it. Say, I take my life in my hand. Some of you have been crying. I have a rich uncle. He's not helping me. May he not help. The Bible says, say to the righteous, he shall be well with him. He will eat the fruit of his neighbor, not the fruit of his uncle. Take your life in your hand. Stop waiting for people. If only my church, if only the government, if you, the best helping hands you will ever get is attached to your shoulder blades. Let me tap your neighbor and say, wake up. You have been waiting for too long. Do something. Do something. Number three, soul. Isaac, I love the way KJV put it. Isaac sowed, Genesis 26, 12. He sowed in the land and received the same year. He didn't say he reaped, he received. There is no way you can reap 100. Reap from sowing. You can only receive. Lift up your hand and say, this year I receive. This year I receive. I didn't hear you say, this year I receive. He received the same year, not the next year. 100-fold. Don't joke with sowing this year. Let nobody deceive you that sowing and reaping does not work. They don't know what they are talking about. This year, as usual, I went to see my pastor first week of the year with my check. It's always 7 digits. That's how I start my year. It's always 7 digits. I sow, I receive. Give, and it shall be given to you. It's about all principles about giving. It's going to come back to you, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall make. So if you say, give and shall be given unto you, you know what that means? Don't give and it shall not be given unto you. One day my son said, Daddy, you look sharp. I said, thank you. He said, how much did you buy this? He said, wait, we say somebody give you now. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, but somebody give me now. He said, why do they give to you? He said, because you are a pastor. I said, there are pastors they are not giving to. It's because I'm a giver. So, I love verse 13 in New King James Version. And the Bible said in that Genesis 26 verse 13, said the man prospered. Give it to me, New King James. I love it. He said, the man, do you have New King James? He said, and the man began to prosper and continue prospering until he became very prosperous. So, give your neighbor an Holy Ghost ever and say, I'm just starting to prosper. Then I will continue prospering, and while you are still shouting, I've not stopped though, until I became. Did you see very there? Very. So if you don't like me, you have hypertension this year. I keep on prospering. So number one, you see. Number two, you seize. Number three, you sow. Number four, you serve. You serve. Service is one of the covenant keys to a prosperous year. Let me prove it to you. Job 36, 11. If you obey and serve him, you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So years of pleasure answers to serving God. Years of pleasure. In Acts 27, there was a storm. And everybody thought they were going to die. Actually, they have started throwing their stuff into the water. Then all of a sudden, I think it's verse 21, 22, 23. Paul stood up and said, hey, woes will be all of you. Be of good cheer. They were like, want to die? You say, be of good cheer. Say, be of good cheer. For there stood by my bed tonight an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And he said to me, there shall be no loss. I decree over your life, this year there shall be no loss. No loss of money, no loss of job, no loss of joy, no loss of peace, no loss of relationship, no miscarriage, no loss of child, no loss of joy, no loss of increase, no loss of opportunities. There shall be no loss. Give God a shout if you believe. But we see what he said. He said, God, whose I am and whom I serve. Very powerful. Then number five. What's number one? See. What's number two? What's number three? What's number four? Let me ask your neighbor, are you serving in the house of God? Are you serving? Ask them which department. If they only smile, they don't have a department. The pastor asked somebody in church, bro, you are not serving in the God house of the Lord. The guy said, I'm serving. He said, you are not serving. You are not in any department. He said, I am. Pastor said, I never see you serve. Which department? The guy said, secret service. But we don't have secret service in this East Island. So, serve. A prophet went to meet a king and said, thus shed the Lord to my spirit. You are dead. No matter your degree, BA, MSc, FRSC, FCMB, GTB, FRSC, NTA, is about to be RIP. And the king faced the wall and spoke to God about his service. And God had changed, not changed. And said, go back and tell him that I've spared him. Number five, speak. This is the year of shouts of victory. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Keep on speaking. Hebrews 11 says, now faith sounds of things, so for the evidence of things not seen by it, the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the word was framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made by the things that do appear. So if God made this world by his word, then you can take that same word and frame your own world. John 1:1 collaborated that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was the Word. Without him was there anything made. Keep on speaking. Your God himself is a speaking God. Genesis chapter 1, and God said, and he saw, and he said, and he saw, and he said, and he saw, and he said, and he saw. So you two need to keep on seeing. They're speaking so that you can keep on seeing. Isaiah 46:9. He said, I don't remember the former things. There is none else. I'm God. There is nobody like me. But this is how I do my things. Verse 10, I declare the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things are not yet done. So I don't wait for it to be done to say it. I say it, then it gets done. So you need to keep on saying it. Stop saying what others are saying. Bible says, don't say confederacy to what they are saying confederacy to. Don't fear their fear. And some of you are fearing their fear. And they are talking, they say, the economy is bad. They say, this tea pain. No, I don't know tea pain, I know tea pleasure. Because no matter who is president, Jesus is Lord. And he's the one that holds my budget. Am I talking to somebody? If you don't have a car here, in the name of Jesus, you will get one speedily. When I was starting, I didn't have a car. I suffered in Ibadan. Maybe Lagos people are touche. Ibadan, you enter car, Mikra. They will be discussing wrong confession and be dragging you in by force. They say, things are so bad. Nothing can work in this country. Nobody can prosper. I'm praying in tongues on that. But that call we, I let them make a generation. They make here. You eat it, Daru. I mean, I'm not talking to you. Why are you dragging me into your confession? You will get your own car. So that you can be playing, gaining momentum messages in the car. And be blasting in tongues. And be shouting shouts of victory. Hallelujah. Keep on speaking. 1 Peter 3:10. I love what he says. He said, if you love, anybody love life here? Yeah. No, let me see if you love life. Look, me, I don't only love life. I love soft life. Somebody say soft like soft. Soft. May you not marry those bush spiritual men. That says washing machine does not wash clothes to be clean. Hey! To fiapa. God forbid. May you not marry bushman. I say a washing machine spoil clothes. Ah! In 2020, fine. I say blender does not blend pepper cord. Ah! God forbid, Martin. I love soft life. If there is a machine to brush teeth, I will buy it. What are you talking about? Peter said, if you love life and you want to see good days, refrain your tongue from evil. Marriages don't work. Nigeria is destroyed. Stop that nonsense. And your lips from speaking guile. The problem with your confession is that it is angels that use it. And angels don't have emotions. Psalm 103 verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, do his command, they hearken to the voice of his word. So, if they don't hearken to the word of God, they hearken to you voicing the word of God. And that is why some of you, your angels are bored. They wake up in the morning. They see my own angel walking. They say, you people are busy. Oh, they say it's rape. Rape does not make us rest. Say, what of you? When they ask our God, how is everything? He says, so. So we make him so, but it was getting too so. So we so. And that's what we have been doing. So. They ask you, how are you? You say, we are managing. Who made you manager? You are a director. Come on now. This is a year of shouts of victory. We don't talk small. Somebody said to me years ago, he said, your mouth is too sweet. I said, you go and lick sugar. If you want a sweet life, you need a sweet mouth. Ecclesiastes 5:2 said, don't tell an angel it's a mistake. They don't know mistake. They don't. Ecclesiastes 5:6 even made it worse. He said, don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Don't say before an angel it's a mistake. Angels don't know mistake. In Daniel chapter 10 verse 12, an angel appeared before Daniel, King James Version. He said, Daniel, the first day you prayed, God heard. God sent an angel to bring your result, but devil blocked him. You know your mistake? You prayed to God, but you did not release enough word that I need to fight the devil. He said, but now I've come for your word. I've come for your word. Chapter 12. Proverbs 10:12. He said, and now I've come for your words. The angels are always around you waiting for your words. They need something to fight with. Hallelujah. That is why I love Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, but be content with such things that you have. For he said, I will never, somebody shout never, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say. Can somebody say it boldly? Boldly. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what any man will say unto me. Glory to God. Somebody shout, I have a great year. Either the devil likes it or not. And one of the things you need to keep on speaking is victory. Somebody say victory. This year, say it several times. It's my year of shout of victory. I have a prophecy. And listen, your power is in your prophecy. Give God a shout. Tell your neighbor, my victory is in my prophecy. My victory is in my prophecy. Revelation 11:6 said they have power to shut heaven. Revelation 11:6, they have power to shut heaven. That they have power to make sure it does not rain in the day of their prophecy. And they have power over waters, to turn water to blood, and to smite the earth with all manner of plague as often as they want. Why? Because it is the days of their prophecy. When it is the days of your prophecy, there is nothing you can do. Am I talking to somebody? And I tell you, there is power in your prophecy. Somebody shout power. I told them yesterday at the mainland, when I just got married, my wife followed me to a meeting, and I thought I preached well. I finished preaching. I said, how was the message? He said, Pastor, she wants a wife. Say, you are in trouble. I said, how? Why? I thought I preached well. He said, yeah, but, where is the but? He said, you kept on saying power, power. I said, it's the power of God. He said, well, it's not power, it's power. I said, power. I don't want power. I want the things I'm going through. Power will not do it. Power will not bring the power that I need. Power is not what I need. What I need is, I know this is Highland, but can somebody shout power? I know you are Touche, but can somebody shout power? Give God a shout. So in Acts chapter 12 verse 1, the Bible said, Aaron stretched forth his hand to vex the church. And I tell you the truth, just like in Acts 12:1, there are people on social media, there are people that want to vex the church. But I have a news for them, they are too small. When they gather together, one or two, the church is like the bush that Moses saw. There was fire on the bush, but the bush was not consumed. The church had been before they are. After they leave, the church will be. Soldier go, soldier come. Barak. The church is a barak. So verse 12 said, they pick James and they kill him. And verse 3 said, they saw that he pleased the Jews. So some people are happy that some people were killed. So I discover it's not everybody that is happy that you are happy. Don't be deceived. It's not everybody that is excited that you are excited. Sometimes your happiness is some people's sorrow. But they will sorrow for long ago. Ah! This year, they will move from sorrow to sorrow, to sorrow to sorrow, to sorrow to sorrow. Because you will be happy to happy, and happy to happy, and shout of victory to shout of victory, to shout of victory, to... Hallelujah. Because he pleased the Jews, he now picked Peter also. But Peter's case is different. Give your neighbor an Holy Ghost help and say, my case is different. What stop others won't stop me. What killed my dad won't kill me. What stopped my mom won't stop me. What destroyed marriages in our lineage won't destroy my own. My case is different. The devil is a liar. God punished the devil and his mother-in-law. Job 22:29. When they are saying there is a casting down, I will be saved. There is a lifting up. So they pick Peter. But verse 5 said, prayer was made without ceasing. I love the word make there. Which means prayer was manufactured. Kayi katalaba. Hi! This boy that is taking you to a shawarma, can he make prayer? Tell him, next week we are not going to watch movie. Let's pray 2 hours. Then you see the nonsense you are dating. Can you make prayer? Let me turn to your neighbor and say, hello, baby. I know you can package. Can you make prayer? Hello, baby. I know your wig is wigging. But can you make prayer? Hello, Bobo. Bobo stick, Bobo scar.
I know your tie is dangling. Can you make prayer? When the devil comes against me, can you yakato lege yiga opa ka yigo ga yiga laba ugato logo yige legeli yakato ga guge go ge yiga kagaga ugege. Hey, I know you speak phonetics, but can you phonetize in tongues? Hey. Yakato lege yiga ha uba ka yiga le yo. Hey, you don't know it is sweet in your house when you wake up and I say ungalaba, and your spouse say ugalaba. Then you say egeloge, and you say yakatalaba. The deep calling unto deep. Ah, that is romantic. When you say ungalaba, and when your children join ungalaba, hey, go go ga go ga unga hey go hey, the devil will escape and dodge for cover. Sit down. Prayer was made, and then verse 10 said, "Oh glory, glory to God." Verse 7 says, light shine in prison and all the chains fall off. When light shines, chains fall. That is why if there's anything you need this year, you need light. Don't miss midweek service. Can I tell you where to find the best spouse? Midweek service. Don't come on Sunday. All men are come on Sunday. Hook up boys. Hook up girls. Yahoo, yahoo. Yahoo plus, minus, plus, multiplication. But midweek, they are serious. Shall I tell them? Hallelujah. But I love verse 10. Verse 10 said, as they were going, they passed the first door, the second door, they got to the iron gate. It should have been the most difficult to open. But when they got there, the door opened by itself. Ah, I decree over you this year, every iron gate is opening by itself. 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 What you think will be the most difficult will be the most easiest, because God will open it for you. Watch me, watch me, watch me. There are three kinds of doors. There are some doors you have to push, to open and push. That is a door. There are some you enter, it carry you around before it drop you. But there are some, all you need to do is to show up. As you show up, the door will open. 2025, show up, show up, show up. When my children were little, and they believe anything, when we are on international vacation, I will tell them, I say, look, the day you will know your daddy has power in abundance. I say, when I move to that door, he will open. They say, eh? And they are following me. And I move, the door open. They say, yeah! That is how they will be shouting when the door is opening for you. They will say, hey! We've never seen it like this before. Your doors are opening. Your doors of marriage is opening. Your doors of millions is opening. Your doors of hundreds of millions is opening. Your doors of billion is opening. Your door of good health is opening. In the name of Jesus, let the door open. Verse 11 said, Peter discovered that the Lord has sent his angel to deliver me from the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the people. This year, you are delivered from the expectation. They never thought you would marry. God will deliver you from that expectation. They expect your marriage not to last. God will deliver you from that expectation. They say you won't last in that position. God will deliver you from that expectation. Somebody shout amen 3 times. Take your seat and cross your leg. Hallelujah. Praise God. But verse 13 said, when, verse 12 said, when Peter got to the house of John Mark where they were praying, He stood by the door. Verse 13 said it was Rhoda that heard and saw it was Peter. Rhoda saw. Then he turned back. He did not open the door. Let me tap you and say, Rhoda, open the door now. Because some of you, God has answered your prayer, but your door is still locked. Eh? You are believing God for your husband. And usher position you strategically. Let me tap your neighbor and say, Rhoda, open the door. Hey, Father, give me husband. After service, you don't wait for nobody. You are rushing. Where are you rushing? Go, Rhoda. Stop wasting prayers. Open the. There are some Rhodas in this side. Sometimes we thought we were waiting on God. God is waiting on us to open the door. Years ago when I got married, I moved into a cute, beautiful three-bedroom bungalow. The only problem, road does not get to my house. I believe God for the first car, I got it. I will park it in a friend's house and walk home. If I'm going out, I will walk to a friend's house. Then I told my wife, I said, well, me carrying you around is too much. Let's believe God for your car. Then I said, God, I'm believing God. God said, shut up. If I give you another car, where will you park it? I said, my friend's house. God said, that is how enmity begins. Your friend does not have a car. You are parking two cars in this compound. You will just discover that the tire is puncturing every day. So that week, I changed my prayer. Rhoda, open the door. I said, God, give me a place where I can park two cars. The next week, I got a house. Four-bedroom bungalow, beautiful parking space. Wow. We moving on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I was resting. Somebody knocked my door and came in and said, Pastor, how are you doing? I said, fine. He said, what's your plan for tomorrow? I said, tomorrow, Thursday, very busy. I have so many appointments. And today, I didn't do much because I'm resting. But tomorrow is very busy. That's. But why are you asking? He said, my dad said I should come and find out because he wants to buy a car for your wife and wants you to go and check for the car you want. I said, what am I doing tomorrow? Thursday, I'm very free. Very, very. I've been wondering what will I do with tomorrow before. Tomorrow, nothing on my agenda. If it is you, don't let it be free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love assisting. But Peter continued knocking. There are some doors that we open on their own. There are some you have to keep on knocking. Matthew 7:7. KJV said, seek and ask you receive. Seek you find. Knock, the door shall be open. Amplify said, keep on knocking. You don't give up until you see it. You keep at it. Did you hear me? You keep at it, and the door opened. Then I started thinking, my greatest confusion in this scripture is actually verse 7. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Herod wants to kill him. Did you see the next thing? He was sleeping. No, you don't sleep now. He sleep? The rascal is sleeping, though. You know they are going to kill you. They already put you between 16 soldiers, kill and go. They tie your leg with chains, one soldier by the right and left, and you get mined. You get mined, you they sleep. I don't think you understand, though. If you have not paid your children's school fees, and your children say, Mommy, Daddy, they say we should not come to school tomorrow, you don't sleep. If your landlord said your rent is due, get my money ready or move, you don't sleep. You propose to Cecilia. Cecilia said, come for answer tomorrow. No, you don't sleep. We know now. You see your doctor. Your doctor said, we see something, but we are not sure. We will do further investigation. Come back tomorrow. You don't sleep.
Your wife says to you, we need to talk. How many husbands do I have here? There is nothing that destroys your sleep like that. They say, let's talk now. You say, no, now, tomorrow. You are browsing. What did I do again? No. Did I put the toilet seat back? Is there a girl that used love emoji to answer WhatsApp? What? But this guy, they want to kill him that same day he was sleeping. You know, I convinced myself it must have been a mistake. Maybe he was worried. He now dozed off. Then I saw verse 7. Look at this guy. The angel, when the angel saw him, the angel smote him by the side. So the angel knew that. I can't say, hey, Peter, he won't wake up. The guy must be snoring. If I'm so sure the angel was annoyed. They are killing you. You are snoring. God did not send the angel to smote him. But even if I'm the angel, I will smote him up. They are going to kill you today. You are sleeping. Then I said, well, maybe it was still a mistake. He didn't do that. Then I saw verse 8. When the angel woke him by force, the angel now said, so where do you put your sandal? Where do you put your... Wake me, this guy really deliberately plan to sleep, remove you. Is it a continental hotel? You are quarter to die. He removed his garment. He planned the sleep. Oh my God. It was not a mistake. He planned it. He prepared for sleep. I said, maybe because he believed in the prayer of the people. Then I discovered that when he got back to the house, the people that were praying, when Rhoda said he's outside, they said, Yakalaba, he's outside. Don't disturb us. Yakalaba, God save him. He's outside. I said, stop that nonsense. He can't be outside. Yakalaba, he's outside. I said, they don't kill him. It's his ghost. Don't give your life to the hand of prayer contractors. Don't. I was speaking yesterday about years ago. My office was at Anse Building in Ibadan. When I get to my office, I will look down. There is a guy that used to back a Benz 230E, metallic color. I will say, in the name of Jesus, I have that kind of Benz. Hallelujah. I'll park it beside that guy, Mercedes-Benz 230, metallic color. I believe I receive it in Jesus' name. My staff then will say, amen. I agree with you, Rev. I say, thank you. The next day, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get my car, Mercedes-Benz 230E, metallic color. I'll park it there. I believe I receive and have it in Jesus' name. He will say, amen, Rev, we are in this together. Then one day, somebody gave me a Mercedes-Benz 230E, metallic color. He saw me and he said, Reverend, where did you get it? I said, somebody gave me. He said, Reverend, you're running now. Please tell me the truth. Who borrowed you? I said, no, somebody gave me today. It's not possible now. I said, So we have been praying prayer of agreement in disagreement. Thank God the Lord has said in Matthew 18:18, if two of you shall agree, said in Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say to this mountain. So sometimes you need to move from Matthew 18:18 and escape to Mark 11:23. But my question is, what gave him the boldness and the audacity to sleep when they're about to kill him? John 21:15. I saw why. When they have eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simeon Peter, do you love me more than this? He said, God, you know. Verse 16, he asked him the same thing. He said, tend my sheep. Verse 17, he said the third time. Then after that, then verse 18, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you. I preached a message years ago on verily, verily. In the Old Testament, you see only one verily. Nobody ever said verily, verily. Because they can't swear by heaven, it's God's throne. They can't swear by the earth, it's his footstool. So when they want to swear, they put their right hand on their chest and say, verily I say unto you, you can't lie when you say that. But Jesus came. He does not only say verily, verily. He says it to crazy things. One day he said, verily, verily, me and God, we are the same. They wanted to kill him. He's wanting to say verily one. You don't say verily, verily two. you now equate yourself to God. And that time he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. How old are you? If you want to lie, at least you can just lie. You didn't say verily, you say verily, verily." So he looked at Peter and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," verse 18. Give it to me quickly. John 21, 18. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, now you are young, and you guide yourself and walk wherever you wish. But a time is coming, you will be old, and you will need to stretch forth your hands, and another will lead you about." Jesus said that to tell him the kind of death he will die. So when Herod said, "I will kill you," he said, "You are too late. I'm still young. You see me? Am I old?" Say, "No." "Can I walk?" "I can't die now." "Jesus had sent my word before you came. I beg, you are too late. I know when I will die. It can't be now, because there is power in that prophecy. His victory is in the prophecy, not the packaging. Not what Herod had said, but what Jesus had said. The Bible made us to realize that there is a word ahead of you this year. Psalm 118 verse 15. The word said in your house, there is only one kind of shout. It's not shout of tears. It's not shout of calamity. Somebody shout of victory. Somebody shout, "My victory is in my prophecy." You have a prophecy already. Hosea 12:2 said, "Take word with you and turn to the Lord." You have a prophecy already. That is what we are running with this year. When the devil say you won't make it, laugh at the devil and say, "I'm going to go and sleep." Sleep like Peter. I'm not sure if it's Galatians 4:13. That says the Lord that came 413 years. Let me check it. If it's Galatians 4:13, he said, "Cannot annul what God had said." Have you found it? Type "annul" and find it quickly. KJV. Listen to me. This year, you are permitted only one kind of shout. Victory. Victory. Show me that shout. 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 Hey! Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor." Galatians 3:17, look at this. "And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, that came late 430 years after, cannot disannul it." He cannot make the prophecy to be of non-effect. Anything that happened in February is too late. He can't make the prophecy to be of non-effect. The prophecy had gone ahead that it is only shouts of victory that will happen in my... Give God a shout. Stand on your feet. Tell your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I know you are tush. I know you don't like noise. But if you are going to walk by me this year, you better get ready. Because every time you see me, there is shine." That is shout of victory. Over my health, shout of victory. Over my marriage, shout of victory. Over my children, shout of victory. Over my career, shout of victory. Over my business, shout of victory. Over my health, shout of victory. Over my finances, shout of victory. Somebody shout! Hallelujah. So what do we do with this prophecy? 1 Timothy 1:18. He said, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, of the prophecy of shouts of victory that came ahead of you, that thou by them might war, make, manufacture a good warfare. Oh my God. So prophecy is not for fun fear. Prophecy is for warfare. Prophecy is for warfare. Prophecy is for warfare. I'm leaving here tomorrow for US. Then from US to Toronto. When I check in here, they will give me 2 boarding pass. 1 Lagos to Dulles, Washington. The other 1 Dulles to YYZ Pearson Airport in Toronto. If I get those boarding passes, are my prophecy. They speak my destination. If they drop me in Ethiopia, that will be fine. If they drop me in Ghana, that will be fine. Because I will check, welcome to Ghana, then I check my prophecy. Ah. Now fight, Remy. Now fight. Listen. The teacher told the boy, "Bon boy, if I give you 10,000 naira and the maker takes 8,000 out of the 10,000, what remains?" Bon boy say, "Hey, you give me 10,000. The maker take 8,000. Teacher, now fight remain." Eh? You give me the maker, get mine. He decrease, took 8,000. You're asking me what remain? Fight. If they drop me in Ghana, now fight remain. If they drop me in Ethiopia, now fight remain. Because I have my prophecy. I love the way Amplified put it. He said, inspired and aided by your prophecy, you fight. You fight. You fight. Aided by your prophecy, you fight. In 1 Kings 18:42, Elijah said to her, "Go and eat and drink. There should be an abundance of rain." But Ahab does not know what it costs to manufacture prophecy. So as he goes to eat and drink, Elijah put his head between his knees. As a student in UI, I tried that. I somersaulted. Then I discovered that is not what he did. The Bible said he threw himself to the earth fast. That is the position a woman that wants to give birth in those days. That is how they give birth. They lie on their back, then they hold their legs, then they push their head between their knees and bring the baby out. Oh my God. Tonight we are going to bat some things. We are going to bat some shouts. We are going to bat some shouts in different dimensions. Multiplication in this church. 3 services every Sunday. Packed. We are going to bat it. We are going to bat a fine car, fine marriage, fine children. We are going to bat it. Romans 8:26. He said, "Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmity. For we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh manufacture intercession with groanings that can be uttered in our plain language." Are you ready for the next 10 minutes to bat some things? Open your mouth and start to pray. Yakatalaba. Yeketele promoko yigalaba. Eketele promoka yiga. Yeketele promoko shista. Ah, by my prophecy, I wage a good work here. Yeketele promoko yigalaba. Yeketele baka yigalaba. I bat a new beginning. I bat my shout of victory. Yeketele promoko shista. In my business, shout of victory. In my ministry, shout of victory. In my health, open your mouth and pray. Somebody push. Push the baby out. Push the blessing out. Push the increase out. Push the enlightenment out. Somebody push. Somebody push.
The smoke of my words.
Yeah,
Of shout of victory. This year, no sorrow. This year, no tears. This year, no lack. You will move from victory to victory, from testimony to testimony. What had been difficult will become easy. What has been impossible will become possible. What you have been looking for will start to look for you. You will not have any day of sickness. No day of sorrow. This is your year of multiple celebration. In the name of Jesus. Over your children, shout of victory. Over your business, shout of victory. Over your ministry, shout of victory. Over your health, shout of victory. In the name of Jesus. I declare it so. So will it be. In Jesus' name, give God some shout. Now, close your eyes everywhere, but open your ears. Close your eyes. You are here. You are born again. And you are filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence of praying in tongues. As you are praying now, you are able to blast. You are born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in tongues. Raise up your hand above your head. Above it. God bless you. Put it down. If you didn't put up your hand the first time, it's because you are either not born again or you are not filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to pray specially for you. Don't start this year the same way. Let it be a new year in a new year. If you didn't raise up your hand the first time, raise it up now. Quickly, quickly. Everywhere. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see those hands. I want you to come towards me now. Come, come. I want to pray for you. Come, come, come. Don't miss this. Don't miss this opportunity. Come. This is not the year of missing opportunities. Come, come, come. From everywhere. From the gallery, I'm waiting for you. Come, come. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Everybody rejoice. Let's encourage them as they're coming. Come, come, come. We will lead you to Christ. We get you filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Come, you need the prayer language. Prayer was made. Prayer is manufactured. Don't let the devil cheat you. You might not have raised up your hand, but come, come, I'm waiting for you. I'll wait 2 more minutes. Come, God bless you, God bless you. Come, if you're still at the gallery, I'll wait for you. Come, if you're outside, come. Come. Come.
You want to come? Come. If you're in front of me, put your right hand on your chest. God bless you. God bless you. Put your right hand on your chest. Say, Jesus, I believe in you. You died for me. Today, I want to live for you. Thank you for saving me. I ask that you come into my heart today. You died for me. I vow to live for you. Thank you for saving me. I'm now born again in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for these ones. Let your hand be strong upon them. Let this year be different. Lord, they have come to give their life to you. From now henceforth, let no demon trouble them, for they bear in their body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this be indeed their best year ever, because they are entering with you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look at this lovely... Where is the present? Look at this lovely lady. Please go with her. She has something to share with you. Please go with her. Put your hands together for them as we go. It's going to be quick. Before I sit down, I have two assignments for you. Are you ready? Number one, make sure you pick the books outside. Number two, I want you to get your best picture. Put it on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, status update on your WhatsApp. And say, my victory is in my prophecy. Hashtag GM2025. Hashtag PK. Hashtag PM. Hashtag Reverend Alberto Duole. Hashtag me. My name is Alberto Duole on social media platforms. Because indeed, your victory is in your prophecy. You can sleep in the storm. God bless you.
Jesus, come on, come on, if your victory is in your prophecy, come on, celebrate Jesus. Oh, Mane Poloboso Tony Gabaya, hallelujah, Repaloso Tony Gabosh, hallelujah. Whoa, let's celebrate the ministry of our grandpa. Let's celebrate the ministry of Grandpa Rev. Come on, celebrate Jesus. That was awesome. I'm sure you are blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our victory is in our prophecy. Hallelujah. We are so sure to shout this year. Shouts of victory everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whoa. I'm sure it's getting better by the day, right?